Episode number 282.
You have to start from inside yourself because you can't do anything about a lot of these circumstances. I mean, really, we can't. So what's the inner fortitude?
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the B-Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is fired up, as always. But today is a little bit more a different insight on life and perspective, and as that we go through and evolve through all the many things we're going through in this crazy year and in life, how we get through it. And I'm very pumped to bring you someone that has done that. And our featured guest today, Allison Penna. Allison, are you ready to be real?
Ready to be real.
Folks, she is the bad widow, and if you go to her website, you know, you'll see basically, you know, life's full of a lot of different things, from bold conversations, you know, airing messy feelings, feeling selfless, you know, basically a lot of times we don't prioritize our own health care, and a lot of times, and you've gone through this specifically after your husband died of pancreatic cancer in 2016 in her arms, and as a widow, she... You know, was swamped with grief. Can you only imagine, folks? I mean, feeling afraid of what the future is going to hold, feeling that, you know, how are you going to cope with this? And now her story is to help share that in many ways. So tell us a little bit about how you can help people and kind of maybe more about your husband, David, and just kind of about the story in general, because I like to start there.
Okay. Well, my husband David and I, we met in 1992.
Okay.
So we were together pretty close to half my life.
Wow.
We were married almost 20 years. We were together 25.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. And when you're with someone that long, you build a we. You become more of a we than an I. Right. He died of pancreatic cancer. Lasted 11 months, and we decided to do it a bit differently. So we, as I'm a bad widow, I tend to go outside the box in the way that I interact with life. And across the 11 months he was dying, we learned to live fearlessly. Because if you're married to someone for 20 years, a lot of it becomes about the logistics.
Right.
Who's taking out the trash?
Right.
You know?
The dirty work, folks, the dirty work. How we get things done around here.
How you get things done. And so you sort of forget that you committed to this person for a lifetime. Mm. And we wound up recommitting to love. We wound up reprioritizing what we cared about. And I actively cut out the things that didn't matter to us.
Yeah.
And we started knocking off our bucket list.
Oh, nice.
Like crazy. So my husband was a painter. One of the what's behind me is one of his paintings.
Wow. Beautiful painting.
Yeah. And he finished his last watercolor the Thursday before the Saturday he died in my arms.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was always challenging himself with new stuff.
He was. And we decided, you know, the doctors said, well, slow down. If you literally are looking at if tomorrow was the last day of your life and for him it was going to be, really, would you be slowing down?
No. No. No.
Like live full tilt boogie. Why not?
Right. And that's the only way to live in general. I think that's the way your mind gets to even having 11 months, to even have the 11 months of blessings that you guys had. Because if you took the opposite of mindset, you might have only had a month or two, a week or two. You know, your mind just, you turn off the spigot and you end up just basically letting go of your soul. You know, they say in many ways. And who knows? We all, there's a big unknown on the other end there. But the truth is, obviously, I do believe in that there's a lot more to the story that we know. And, you know, keeping that mindset amongst the human body, you know, going through an ailment, like such as cancer, which is the worst thing on earth. And I wish that somebody, if we could focus on something in world to cure and focus our energy and time and effort instead of energy and burning up the states and doing this, if we could find a way to fund cancer research and things like this, because it's something that takes so many lives away from us. And at some point we will probably have many of these things cured. And we probably will, if we, especially if we focus on it, and we, you know, it's going to take time and energy and effort. But the point is that you in that journey were allowed the opportunity and blessing to have those 11 months of the bucket list stuff. And that stuff, you know, many of us are going to look back in our lives and remember the times that we took those chances on ourselves, on our soul experience here, as we all didn't really choose to come into this earth. Our parents made this decision for us. We were born, and now we get to live it. Now it is our responsibility to take control. And you know, as you get become an adult, 18 or older, you got to step up. You got to do life. You got to, you know, wipe your own butt. You got to do the things of life. But still, the experiences you're gonna never regret are the ones you took a shot at something, and you know you tried something, you wanted to do something new, and you made a list and you checked some things off that you wanted to do, and you'll feel accomplished that way. And that's how I've always lived my life. And so, no point in waiting, folks. If she's not giving you a better time than a better solution than right now, is I want you guys making a bucket list check off right now. What are the things you want to get done
today?
I mean, we can't do some of these things in Corona. You know, we understand things are different right now, but what can you do? And start trying to explore those things, whether it's painting with watercolors, whatever that is, something that you've never done. Not only does that do amazing things, they say, for your brain too, it's good for your soul. It feeds the soul. So then that led us into how you help people overcome some of their challenges and stuff like that, because so many of us are hit by not only upper limiting beliefs, catastrophic events of that we can't move past. And so how can someone, or where do you start with someone in that process?
Yeah. So there are three steps. So basically I do in my consulting, what the way that I learned to get back to myself.
Got you.
Once I became a widow. And so the first thing that you have to grapple with, and it's amazing because this time right now reminds me very much of the year right after Dave died. So there are emotional and physical ramifications, fear, grief, anger, and shame. Those exist right now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Really pervasive. So that's going on. And then physical ramifications. Inability to focus, variable energy, and the attention span of a fruit fly.
Right. Yeah.
Just one more I'm forgetting.
When you get all overwhelmed by all these fear, anger, and these feelings of not being in control, then why do I need to do this? Why do I need to work out? Why do I need to do anything for myself? And you start to kind of take yourself down the rabbit hole of the other way.
Exactly.
Which it spirals. And it gets you back to where you were before.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The last one is memory loss.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually start losing pockets of memory. And there's a lot of writing about this right now. Wow. People losing time, having actual gaps of minutes or hours that cause us to feel really disoriented. No. So this is what any transition or loss produces. And so the first thing that I work with people on is re-engaging. Mm. So it's really natural to contract after a loss or a transition.
Right.
The problem is you don't want to live there. You want to, at some point, push your way out.
Right.
What that requires is looking at where you're getting stopped. You know, how do you get back out there?
Mm. So
in coronavirus times, you know, my boyfriend and I are now taking the bus. Because we started getting so scared being inside all the time that we needed to see how much was fear and how much was real.
Mm.
So we had to push out from our own boundaries.
That's a good point. Yeah, there's things you can do. I mean, buses still run. So stuff's still running. I mean, you have to wear a mask, right? You might have to take the precautions and make sure you got your hands clean when you get off the thing, and you just take the extra little, you know, sanitary things that we need to do now for ourselves and for those around us. And then, but you can do it.
You got to push out.
Yeah.
You got to see where you're blocking yourself at a certain point. The circumstances at the moment are awful.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff hitting people from all sides.
Right.
So one of the things that I did was I looked at those things that were keeping me from doing what I wanted to do. And then I would push out from them. I was a consultant who couldn't connect with people. And I also was proofread and was a medical editor with memory loss. So I was unable to do anything that I was qualified to do.
Wow.
That paid well.
Wow.
But I had a friend who was a widow, and she had a Halloween pop-up store. And I was able to put clothes on hangers and hang them on racks. And so that was my first little push out. You know, okay, I want to be able to work again. I can't do any of the work I'm qualified for, but what can I do?
Right, to get going again, to get your mind back, to get the energy back, to get the movement back, and to realize that there is more opportunity out there.
Right. I mean, if you don't want to have a very small life, you got to do something about it. You got to step out again, even if you've taken a hit.
And right now, what do you think people are dealing with most? Just the fact of limiting abilities, the fact that we're all kind of going through this thing in different ways, but still basically locked down, you know? I mean, we're kind of can't go to the places you want to travel to. You have to be weary everywhere you go. And you want to keep everyone safe, you know, if you got it. It's just one of those things. If I'm this better, I don't want to be, you know, you just kind of, it's all these different angles of, you don't want to feel guilty, but I don't want to hurt someone either, you know? So it's one of those things that, it's very interesting. And I think that those that can, of us that can get through this, are going to be pretty dang strong and pretty dang resilient.
Exactly. And so
whatever normal is,
you have to start from inside yourself, because you can't do anything about a lot of these circumstances.
Right.
I mean, really, we can't.
Right.
So what's the inner fortitude? What do you need to do to beef up your capacity to stretch out again? And the thing that, there are two things that frighten me a lot about this time. People being afraid of people.
Right.
So when we put a mask on, we're not allowed to touch each other.
Right.
I mean, I live in New York City at the worst of it, and we had 33,000 die in New York. We were counting ambulances from our window.
Wow.
Okay, 20 ambulances, bad day. 3, pretty good. You know, it was in our face. So
Right. When
I was talking to people from around the country, and they're like, it's not so bad. I'm like, well, there were 25 ambulances this morning. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Like it didn't hit them yet. It hadn't hit everybody yet, I don't think. And obviously we were finding that out. And there's different ways, you know, they're even seeing that come back in different countries now. The countries that were okay are now getting waves of this again. And so it's just a tricky thing. And the bottom line is, we're all going to be dang resilient after this thing, and grateful, I hope, for the beauties of communication, hanging out with our friends and having a simple barbecue, or doing something simple where you can get families together and you don't feel bad about, let your kids play with each other and let's have a little fun again.
Exactly.
That's something we will see, folks. Just remember that. You have to remember that there will be another side of this, but during this time, you got to be resilient, and your mind, especially like today, I woke up, I'm like, dude, we can't go outside again. Like 300, can't take my daughter for a walk. And it's like, no, I'm going to still get on the treadmill this morning. I'm going to still do things that I can do that I can control. And I'm going to still do my podcasts, and I'm going to have a great day. And I'm going to, it sucks that I can't go outside because of the health of the air and the quality of me. I don't want to breathe that shit as well as my daughter. It's all good. I'm good. But in the
moment, you got to keep going. Yeah.
In the moment, if you feed the other one, you can get pretty sad, you know? So it's one of those things. You got to choose that, make that choice in the road, and then start going down that path of the things that you can control, folks. That's the most important thing, I think, that we can all get from not only your story, because it's that's what you guys took control of, is that, hey, we're going to start hitting these bucket lists. We're not going to think the other way. We're going to live the best we can in these moments we have, and live it out. And if you
exactly
do that way, you do a lot more. You're more optimistic, and I think that there's something to that. Although many times we've heard this cliched term, live like it's your last day, there's something to this. And there's something to knowing that each breath is cherished. You can't breathe a past breath. You can't breathe a future breath. You can't, you only can stay here. And so that staying in the moment too, you know? So I really
appreciate celebrate.
Story. Yeah. I really appreciate your story. And I think that more and more people need people like you in their corner to help them get through these times. And hopefully I think that, you know, obviously businesses that are online can prosper, and we'll definitely get to put you in the show notes and everything like that. But now we're about to put you in our top 10. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Apple or Android?
Both.
Yeah, she does them both, folks. Watch out. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
For Facebook for storying.
Oh, yeah, and nice.
Instagram for adventures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're different. They're kind of different platforms.
They're different. They use them different ways.
And yeah, people do use them differently. I think that's the thing about social that people forget. People use these things differently, folks. Never forget that. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Steak. I love it. Laptop or smartphone?
Laptop.
Laptop. Spotify or Pandora?
Pandora.
Pandora. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading.
Reading. Get the physical, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a couple good ones I gotta pound out. Stocks or real estate? When you're thinking about investing, you're thinking about making some money moves.
Stocks. I was a financial advisor for Merrill Lynch at one point.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, we're, you know, amongst some bloody days of pain, there's a lot of green days, folks. And just stay optimistic and stay in those stocks, baby. Great company. I never forget. My dad was saying, these are shares in a company. Never forget that. Don't ever forget that. And you should own the company as if you were like the stock exchange was going to close and you're going to be owning them for the next 10 years. And you might not be able to cash out, but you basically own these great companies. People often forget that. I want to buy it. Oh, to win up 10%. I'm going to sell. Dude, what? 10% ain't nothing on the Tesla stock. I bought it in $20. It's split. It's now a $5 cost position for me, folks. The stock's $300 to $500.
Yeah, totally.
A 10% return. Fabulous. If I took that there is nothing. It's and I honestly cashed out some because when I did in the beginning, I was like, oh, it went from 20 to 200. I got to cash out some. That's kind of my mentality. You get a 10x return on something, cash out on some of those things you wish you didn't. But the truth is you never know. It could have gone the other way. So nothing wrong with kind of keeping balanced but stocks are beautiful, folks. Never forget that. Oceans or lakes when you're thinking about taking a vacation.
Oceans.
If you could hop on a plane today, where would you go? Beautiful ocean.
South Africa.
Nice. The Cape.
I love South Africa.
I've heard that beautiful oceans.
They're beautiful. I went to South Africa. I was doing hands-on healing.
Okay, yeah, I know him.
And I went to KwaZulu-Natal and met the Prince of the Zulus.
Wow.
It was really very cool.
Wow. I'm sure that's got to be a crazy experience.
It was a bucket list, amazing,
right,
unpredictable thing.
To think that there's still princes and princesses and queens and things in these 2020, it's kind of crazy when you really think about it.
Totally insane, right?
In the Western world, we're like, there's princesses out there. You just get a castle and you just... Yeah, we all work for that guy. Hey, let's give our money to that guy. They need the money more than we do. Just different. It's just funny how people, everyone's different. Everyone's culture is different, and they respect that, you know? So I respect them. You know, I respect them for that's how they run. That's how they get through each day. Because this is crazy. This whole world when you really take a glance back, you're like, this is all crazy. This just all works, and that we all kind of just do our thing, and just it's just like wild. And we're finding this year is definitely we're seeing the negative side and maybe some of the good side of people. You know, I've seen a lot of the good, especially on the fires right now. People are rallying behind it. People are helping, supporting, you know, donating, causing, helping, volunteering, helping horses, helping cattle, whatever they got to do. It's all helping. So those things are positive. The negatives is, you know, some kids
bought
these fires, you know, it's just one of those things. You have to take the positive with the negative and know that there's a brighter day. When you wake up in your morning, you're getting yourself ready for the day. Why do you love being you?
I love being me because I think I live in the greatest city on the planet.
Nice.
I think New York City is the greatest city on the planet. I look out on the Chrysler Building. I have huge windows, so I wake up literally in the sky.
Wow.
It's amazing. Awesome.
I remember flying into Manhattan for the first time, and I'd just be like, because we have somewhat of a concrete city out here in San Francisco, but there is nothing like flying into Manhattan. You're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And landing and taking the taxi into the city, it's just like, oh my God, this is wild. And then seeing Times Square, it's just an amazing city. And I hope everyone gets back to normal, because it's sad, so sad for all the restaurants there and business owners that have been there for hundreds of years, 100 years. You're seeing these guys that are having to close because they don't have the tourism. They don't have the traffic. People are still, even the locals are trying to support, but it's nothing like when you have millions of people coming through your city all day long, you know, and you just pray and hope for that, because a lot of these business owners, unfortunately, the restaurants especially, are you're hearing, you know, getting wiped out. And it's just so sad because there's amazing businesses and so much awesome food. So they will. They'll rally back, but for the most part, I'm sure. But
yeah, we're already getting outdoor music.
Nice. So you go.
The restaurants are tag teaming with open mics and
that's
stuff.
That's what we're doing too. That's what we're doing out here too. Yeah, in California, they're having outdoor concerts. You have to buy food, free concert provided, but you got to buy a meal. Taking chances to do different things. You know, I think absolutely. I think that's the only way that you can do it these days. To keep things kind of what we call, you know, like I said, moving forward. Let's try something new. For, you know, if we can't be inside, let's go outside. Let's put a great artist out there and let them listen to some music, because they can't go to concerts and things like that. And this is just another way to kind of attract more business. We've seen it work. So anyone that's a restaurant, that's a great idea, folks. We've seen it work with lots of customers. You just gave it a great example. Take, you know, partner up with the local artist, take it outside and have a concert feel, make them buy food. And then, you know, it's a win-win. It's a two things. We need, everyone's looking for a little entertainment these days.
A little, by you, you could go see Conspiracy of Beards.
Oh, nice. Wow.
You know them? They sing only Leonard Cohen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Nice. I didn't know that. That's cool. I'm going to put that in my.
They're awesome.
That is cool. I'm going to have to check them out. Do you think you'll ever specifically retire? Do you think you'll ever just say, like, I'm done?
I love what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I just work with people to move them through after any transition. And if you have the skills that I teach, re-engage, reinvent, rebuild, then you can come back after any transition.
Right.
Like a job loss, health, finances, loss of a loved one. That's a skill set, right?
Oh, everybody. Absolutely. I want to teach my daughter resilience. I think that's the most important skill set on this earth. After I think about all the different skills you can be great at, the first one that I think holds everyone at the most highest level is resilience, because then you can do anything. You're resilient.
Mm-hmm.
You are willing to, you know, when you suck, you're willing to say, I got to get better. You're resilient. You're willing to change. You're willing to pivot. You're willing to refocus, and you don't get stuck behind anything because it's a hard thing. And I think a lot of the future generations, something they lack is the resilience, and that they want everything immediately, and they want this and they want that, and they got it so quick and easy for them that they don't have that resilience. And I think that's something that maybe this year has taught us all, but resilience, you know, can you get through tough times? Can you, when your back's up against the wall, what do you do? Do you scramble? Do you hide? Or do you step up and say, hey, I'm going to fight, you know, I'm going to get a chance here, you know? And that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, the key to it is to have what's on the other side be bigger than what you're going to have to go through to get there.
Right. Right.
So one second example, when I decided I was ready to open up to love again.
Right.
I decided I deserved a second epic love affair, because I knew that nothing smaller was going to get me through the fear, grief, and anger it was going to take me to get to the other side.
Yeah.
So if you make a really big thing, like something you really, really want, and get through it.
Yeah.
And that, as far as I'm concerned, is the key to resilience. Just make it really huge.
And just go through and just tackle it. And if you don't get all the way there, folks, you still got a lot further than you would have if you didn't do it at all. And great points. Great, great point. I think that's so smart. Do you have a strategy on how you start your day? Do you have a routine or a practice to getting your day going?
Coffee.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's my first thing.
Yes.
And then I journal. I do crystals. It varies day to day. I get out in nature.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I exercise. depends on my energy. It depends on what I need to get done.
Right.
So, if, for example, if I'm batching videos or something, then I need to ramp up my energy. So, I need to do activities that do that. So, I really match my morning routine to where am I going in my day. Got if you. It's thoughtful stuff, it might be more journaling.
Got you.
That kind
smart.
Of
smart. Yeah, smart. So, you don't you kind of don't mix the energies. You kind of go with what you got to get done. It's very smart. Very smart. Especially if you got different things going on different days. Very good idea. Heard different, a lot of different points of view, but that's a great point of view. Just go with wherever your energy is for that day, kind of easing into it instead of like some rapid workout and then right into journaling or your mind's not really there, you know, and it's, you're pushing yourself up a wall. So right now, do you have a skill you want to master? Is there something you're trying to get better at this year?
I'm trying to get better at video editing.
Got you. Something we all want to get better
at. Not my mastery. I'm also writing a book. I will be launching a podcast, and I was just in my first print magazine.
Oh, nice.
Story on me.
Nice.
On newsstands now.
Nice. Good job.
Yep.
That is amazing. Well, I really appreciate your energy. I think you're beyond amazing, but you're going to help more and more people, especially during these times of toughness. People need someone that can kind of give them a different insight, especially from someone that's gone through that themselves. Yep. A couple more last questions with you. If you could sit down with a steak dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Buckminster Fuller.
Oh, nice. Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit more about them and why would you like to have dinner with them?
I like the way he thought. So thinking and strategy and architectural structures are very similar. And in my work and the way I live my life, I deconstruct what's working, what's not working, right, and fix it, which is very much the way that he operated.
Got you.
So that's why.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, you have a great energy. Like I said, I appreciate your time today. So excited to have this show go live, folks, so you guys that are going through a tough time can realize that we have a brighter upside. There's a bigger dream on the other side. And then if you're going through tough times, live in the moment. Stay in the moment. Never forget that this is the moment. This is all we have. Can you give our listeners where the best place for them to find you online? Where's the best place for them to learn more about you?
Find me at badwidow.com.
Badwidow.com, folks. We'll definitely put that in the show notes. You've been hanging out with Allison Penna and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times, and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now. Take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you're going to have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us. Realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out. And we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.